Good evening, anarchists everywhere, and welcome to Anarchism in the UK with me, Ian Bone. The format of the programme this week will be different from the usual, with no interview in the studio. Instead, I'll be giving some anarchist public service announcements, reading from some holy anarchist texts, and playing some music from my old band, The Living Legends. But first, the TV and radio guide. 3 o'clock this afternoon, Radio 4 serialised The Good Soldier Schweik, one of my all-time favourite books, written by anarchist bohemian Jaroslav Hasek. The second half is on next Sunday from 3 to 4pm on Radio 4 and well worth a listen to. I think my favourite line from Schweik is in the first chapter, where Schweik is informed that the Archduke Ferdinand has been assassinated while driving in a car in Sarajevo, to which Schweik responds, "What a lucky man to have a car." Tonight, or rather tomorrow morning at 1:15am, Greg Hall's film The Plague will be on BBC Two. Greg was in the studio a few weeks ago being interviewed. As well, we're staying up late to see his first feature film, The Acclaimed The Plague. Then I mustn't pass on without mentioning Peter Flannery's The Devil's Whore, which begins on Channel 4 on Wednesday at 9pm. This is set in the English Civil War, but it's far from being a roundheads and cavalier romp and actually deals seriously with the politics of the time. And we see featured people like Thomas Rainsborough, Edmund Sexby, John Lilburn, and the real class politics of the Civil War comes out. So again, I hope I'm not being unduly hopeful about this, but Peter Flannery directed Our Friends in the North, which, along with Boyce and the Black Stuff, must have been one of the greatest portrayals of working class life in England of all time. Okay, now to some music. We had Andy Martin in the studio a few weeks ago, and together with Andy, we're releasing a double CD set of old Living Legends material and new collaborations with Unit. This next song, the first one, is Again and Again, recorded in Bristol in 1991 and featuring the vocals of Jane Nicol.
Sorry I am, it wasn't ignorance or a cynical plan. I can't begin to tell you how sorry I am that I am leaving you for another woman. I really meant to tell you, but I got scared. It'll seem that I never even cared. I really meant to tell you, but I got scared. I didn't think I'd do it. I didn't think I'd dare. I'd rather have the kisses of sensual women.
She'd rather have the kisses.
I really don't care for the bodies of men.
She really doesn't care for the bodies of men.
I'd rather have the kisses of sensual women.
She'd rather have the kisses of sensual women.
Cause they can keep on coming again and again.
Cause they can keep on coming again and again.
Again and again! Again and again! Again and again! Again and again, again and again, again and again, again and again, again and again. Cause we can keep on coming again and again. Thank you.
rather have the kisses of sensual women. She'd rather have the kisses of sensual women. I really don't care for the bodies of men. She really doesn't care for the bodies of men. I'd rather have the kisses of sensual women. She'd rather have the kisses of sensual women. Cause they can keep on coming again and again. Cause they can keep on coming again and again.
Again and again. Again and again. Again and again. Again and again. Again and again. Again and again. Again and again. Again and again.
Cause we can keep on coming again and again.
Okay, that was Again and Again by the Living Legends. On the musical theme, in 2 weeks' time, on November the 30th, I've got Rob Johnson on the show. And Rob's one of my favourite live performers, so hopefully he'll be doing a couple of tracks off his new CD as well. Well, now for something completely different, as they say. Lucy Parsons is one of my all-time anarchist heroines. She was a black working-class woman born in the Confederate States in the United States in the 1870s and rose to become a leader of the Chicago labour movement in the 1880s and 1890s. She led a life of complete poverty from beginning to end. She was born into poverty. Four of her children died of yellow fever over a period of 48 hours in Chicago, and she died burnt to death in a hovel in 1938. Lucy was a vitriolic writer, and one of her finest pieces, I think, is To Tramps. In Chicago in 1884, it was a terribly cold winter, and many people were committing suicide by throwing themselves into Lake Michigan rather than endure further poverty, deprivation, and seeing their family starve to death. Lucy had a better idea of what people should do rather than fling themselves in the lake. And she wrote this, which is called To Tramps, which I don't think has been broadcast before ever. So this is To Tramps by Lucy Parsons. To the unemployed, the disinherited, and miserable. A word to the 35,000 now tramping the streets of this great city, with hands in pockets, gazing listlessly about you at the evidences of wealth and pleasure of which you own no part. Not sufficient even to purchase yourself a bit of food with which to appease the pangs of hunger now gnawing at your vitals. It is with you and the hundreds of thousands of others similarly situated in this great land of plenty that I wish to have a word. Have you not worked hard all your life since you were old enough for your labour to be of use in the production of wealth? Have you not toiled long, hard and laboriously in producing wealth? And in all those years of drudgery, do you not know you have produced thousands upon thousands of dollars worth of wealth, which you did not then and do not now, and unless you act, never will own any part of? Do you not know that when you were harnessed to a machine and that machine harnessed to steam, and thus you toiled your 10, 12, 16 hours in the 24, that during this time and all those years you received only enough of your labour product to furnish yourself the bare, coarse necessities of life, and that when you wished to purchase anything for yourself and family, it always had to be of the cheapest quality? If you wanted to go anywhere, you had to wait until Sunday. So little did you receive for your unremitting toil that you dare not stop for a moment, as it were. And do you know that with all your squeezing, pinching and economising, you never were unable to keep but a few days ahead of the wolves of want? And that at last, when the caprice of your employer saw fit to create an artificial famine by limiting production, that the fires in the furnace were extinguished, the iron horse to which you had been harnessed was stilled, the factory door locked up, you turned upon the highway, a tramp, with hunger in your stomach and rags upon your back. Yet your employer told you that it was overproduction which made him close up. Who cared for the bitter tears and heart pangs of your loving wife and helpless children when you bid them a loving God bless you and turned upon the tramper's road to seek employment elsewhere? I say, who cared for these heartaches and pains? You were only a tramp now to be execrated and denounced as a worthless tramp and a vagrant by that very class who had been engaged all those years in robbing you and yours. Then can you not see that the good boss or the bad boss cuts no figure whatever, that you are the common property of both, and their mission is simply robbery? Can you not see that it is the industrial system and not the boss which must be changed? Now, when all those bright summer and autumn days are going by, and you have no employment and consequently can save up nothing, and when the winter's blast sweeps down from the north, and all the earth is wrapped in a shroud of ice, hearken not to the voice of the hypocrite who will tell you that it was always ordained of God, that the poor will always be with you, or the arrogant robber who will say to you that you drank up all your wages last summer when you had work, and that is the reason why you have nothing now, and the workhouse or the woodyard is too good for you, that you ought to be shot. and shoot you they will if you present your petitions in too emphatic a manner. So hearken not to them, but list. Next winter, when the cold blasts are creeping through the rents in your seedy garments, when the frost is biting your feet through the holes in your worn-out shoes, and when all the wretchedness seems to have centred in and upon you, when misery has marked you for her own, and life has become a burden and existence a mockery, when you have walked the streets by day and slept upon hard boards by night, and at last determined by your own hand to take your life, for you would rather go into utter nothingness than to longer endure an existence which has become such a burden. So perchance you determine to dash yourself into the cold embrace of the lake, rather than longer suffer thus. But halt. Before you commit this last tragic act in the drama of your simple existence, stop. Is there nothing you can do to ensure those whom you are about to orphan against a little fate, a like fate? The waves will only dash over you in mockery of your rash act. But stroll you down the avenues of the rich, and look through the magnificent plate windows into their voluptuous homes, and here you will discover the very identical robbers who have despoiled you and yours. Then let your tragedy be enacted here. Awaken them from their wanton sports at your expense. Send forth your petition, and let them read it by the red glare of destruction. Then when you have cast one long, lingering look behind, you could be assured you have spoken to these robbers in the only language which they have ever been able to understand, for they have never yet deigned to notice any petition from their slaves they were not compelled to read by the red glare bursting from the cannon's mouth, or that was not handed to them upon the point of the sword. You need no organisation when you make up your mind to present this kind of petition. In fact, an organisation would be a detriment to you. But each of you hungry tramps who read these lines avail yourselves of those little methods of warfare which has been placed in the hands of the poor man, and you will become a power in this or any other land. We must destroy the avenues where the wealthy live. That was Lucy Parsons writing in 1884. I always hoped halfway through that some people might tune in, not reading Eliza, I was reading an historical text, and might think, rather like H.G. Wells reading from War of the Worlds, declaring the Martian invasion, that listeners might think this was in fact happening, would flee into the woods. We'll have to wait and see on that one. OK, now to lighten the mood a little, here's another track from The Living Legends. This is Sexist Twat, the Game with Jane Nicol on vocals, recorded in Bristol in 1999. Okay, that was Sexist Twat by The Living Legends. 2009's coming up, which is concentrating the mind on what anniversaries might be coming next year and what celebrations of a radical kind there might be. It's the 25th anniversary of the miners' strike, and I know people in Doncaster and South Yorkshire are planning some activities around that. It's the 10th anniversary of J18, and I think some of the most crazed and creative minds in England are thinking of something to commemorate J18. On January the 23rd, it's the 100th anniversary of what is known as the Tottenham Outrage, when two anarchist robbers were chased across the Hackney Marshes, pursued by duck shooters, footballers, milk flakes and trams, and ended up being killed in Chingford. And myself and Si Mitchell, who was on the show a couple of weeks ago, will be leading a walk starting at 9 a.m. on January the 23rd from the scene of the crime in Tottenham across the marshes to Chingford, with some talks and a showing of Shy's film on the Tottenham Outrage at the end of it. One anniversary which may or may not, one event to be celebrated which may or may not come up in 2009 is the death of Margaret Thatcher, long awaited and wished for. As we know, Class War will be organised a celebration street party in Trafalgar Square on the Saturday after the death, and we hope that might be too long deferred. In 1982, in Cardiff, the Living Legends recorded a number called Tory Funerals. This was dedicated to the local Tory MP for Cardiff North, Michael Roberts, who died at the dispatch box in the House of Commons. So this original track from 1982 has the name of Michael Roberts in it throughout. OK, but you need to substitute for your own benefit Margaret Thatcher wherever Michael Roberts appears, and then you get the full sense of the song. So this is Tory Funerals from Cardiff, 1982, The Living Legends.
Painful duty to have to inform the House the Right Honourable Member for Cardiff Northwest, Mr. Michael Roberts, has dropped dead. Order! Order!
I couldn't care less, I couldn't give a toss at the sudden death of a factory boss. The ruling class are really hating all I want. Is them cremated? Kick them out the graves when they're dead. Corpse don't care if it's kicked in the head. Rip them apart, fall, get some of glory's one good thing. More dead Tories. Sorry.
Tory funerals by the living legends, hopefully played in Trafalgar Square sometime in the near future. Returning to the subject of anniversaries, on January the 30th, 2009, is the anniversary of the execution of King Charles I at Banqueting House of Whitehall. A small gathering of people gathers there every year to commemorate the immortal moment when the executioner held up Charles's head crying, "Behold, the head of a traitor." So one not to be missed. April the 27th sees the anniversary of the execution of the leveller Robert Lockyer outside St Paul's. Lockyer was one of the rebellious levellers who refused to go and fight in Ireland and led the Bishopsgate Mutiny. As an example to the others, he was executed by Cromwell at St Paul's. There is an annual Levellers' Day at Burford every year, which we go to, but if you can't be make it all the way to Burford, then we inaugurate a new celebration in honour of Lockyer on April the 27th outside St Paul's Cathedral. It's also run about the same time, the 175th anniversary of the Tallpuddle Martyrs, and a huge demonstration from Coldbath Fields to Copenhagen Road, led by the Chartists. And I think some local people around that area will be celebrating that as well this year. Finally, May Day. Every year on May Day there's a march, and this is the actual May Day, not the holiday. There's a march from Clerkenwell Green to Trafalgar Square, which unfortunately has been dominated by trade union bureaucrats and Turkish Stalinists for the last 5 years. But with the recession, we may well look to get a much better attendance on May Day this year. Some inventive and imaginative plans called for. OK, I'm going to go out with another track from myself and Andy Martin. Andy Martin's band is Unit, and I must say hello to Luke and UJ for all the help on this. This should be available maybe round about the end of December or January next year. This is a track called At War, and then it's called off Gordon Brown, jointly done by Unit and the Living Legends. So we'll play out with that. Cheers.
This is the BBC Home Service. Stand by for an important announcement.
I have to say that no such assurance has been received, and consequently, we are at war with the rich.